Get up with Joel and Jules on Heat 105.5
for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh.
Check it out.
I bet you can't wait to get on tour for the Gypsy Caravan Tour.
Yeah, totally.
What
about the taverns? Hit the regional Australia.
Yeah, why not? We need this type of thing when in regional areas here. People go nuts for it.
Yeah, people appreciate it.
They do. Do you find that a lot more than your metro markets over the years?
It's funny, like, when we, like, you know, someone's like, where was it? Somewhere Bendigo or Ballarat, somewhere 2 hours outside of Melbourne. I'm like, thank you so much for coming out here. We really appreciate it. Thank you. So I'm like, do you have like, any idea how much we travel? Like, I get on a plane, go to like Guadalajara, Mexico.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We go everywhere. It's part of the gig. But it's funny, if you live like 2 hours or 3 hours or 5 hours outside of a major city, like people are like, oh my God, they like came out to our city. This is amazing.
Yeah, man. And you're going to some interesting places. One of those places is where Tools used to work in Traralgon, Victoria.
Yeah.
Right by, you're not anywhere near the doggies track, are you? Where is Traralgon going to
be held? Yeah, there's a sail track for the, oh, actually there is dogs in Traralgon.
There is doggies there.
Yeah. I don't really like that place, but I think it was from the time that I spent there, you know. It wasn't
well,
a great
that dog racing?
Oh, no, I was doing radio there as well. I only lasted 6 months there before they got rid of me.
That's as long as it, that's probably longer than any job I've had in my entire life.
Well, you've been the one constant in Wolf Mother throughout the years. There's been a few changes, hasn't there?
Yeah. And before this, though, the only job I ever had was a casual employee being a studio manager, where I used to paint the walls and set up the lights for photographers.
Really?
How good's that, though?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's what I used to do. And then, so that's what I did.
Well, mate, you didn't have to do anything else because this is what your passion is now and you've stuck to it and you guys are going from strength to strength, obviously.
Yeah, I used to, like, paint, like, this one band came in one time, you know, who it was, Killing Heidi.
Yeah.
Yeah, they came in. And I painted the walls and got them lunch and ham and cheese sandwiches. And
did you like them?
Yeah, I was like, whoa, man, you get to be in a band and that's all you do. Like, and outlet.
But did they look at you like you're a pleb at the time?
One guy, one of them was nice to me, but the rest of them probably kind of snobbed me off. But, but I tell you what, everyone looked at me like I was a pleb.
Yeah.
Like that, like, it's funny because one of the models who came in for a shoot one time, they used to be like, yeah, I'm going to New York, and can you get me a coffee? And I used to go out. And one of the models who was in there ended up being the wife of the guy who owned my record label.
Really?
How's that? And then I'd be like, she probably can't remember.
And you'd be like, we'd
go out and have dinner and all this stuff and Bondi and like, you know, I'm the dude who used to get the coffees here.
You're taking me somewhere.
What?
No, you are. I'm not going to get deep.
Go.
No, let me get a little.
Can I just ask
one? They say in business is like, first lesson in business is to know the name of the person. Like, even at the reception or who works in the jam, you know, respect the people who.
Yeah.
You know, is that what you do now? Do you respect people? Did that teach you that lesson?
Yeah.
Or do you treat them like plebs?
No. I mean, come on. Like, no way. I mean, I can't. I find that sickening.
No,
you know what I mean?
So do we.
When I see
someone
in a position of authority or, you know, or power, when they oh, man, they just enjoy this because they like treating people like shit. You're like, no. Damn.
You can't do it.
It's just not how I like to roll.
What about sound engineers? They cop a fair bit when they're on tour, and they're an eclectic bunch of people. We've got a few engineers here at our station. Mm. They are, because they just process things differently, and I've got empathy for that. But have you ever had to blame a sound engineer? And are they at blame a lot of the time?
I think, you know, I thought, thinking about this last week,
yeah.
Funny you should mention this, because I thought, like, you know, we put in like 10 years of hard work making all these records.
Yeah.
Doing all these film clips, doing all these interviews, yeah. getting, and then like that person has that power.
That's why I asked.
Sort of blow out everything, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I kind of think, stop it. Stop it. You know, that's the risk. That's the part, that's the power of the live show, you know, that I think, you know, everyone who's at that show that night might never be there again. It'll be a different combination of people and it'll be a different time. And so that's the excitement of the live performance. But in terms of sound guys, like, I mean,
they're a different breed.
They are. Yeah. They are, aren't they?
Well, I don't employ people that I don't like.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Because I've worked with, you know, when I started out, I was sort of like, yes, sir, no, sir, I will do this and da-da-da. Yep, oh, get up in the morning, and I'm working with all these people. I'm like, it was, you know, go wherever the bus driver tells us to do or do whatever. You know, we were sort of like a military outfit. And then it was only like, you know, 5 years down the track or maybe 6 years or 7 years, I don't know. But it's like, hang on a sec, I'm paying for this bus. I'm paying all their wages.
Yeah.
I'm paying for all the hotels.
You better get it right.
That dude needs to start being nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
Like, you know, and I'm not saying like suck up or anything, but I'm just like, you know, just general, good morning, how are you? Good, great.
Sure.
Yeah, what are you up to today? Yeah, do you want a coffee?
It's just the normal stuff.
100%. That's all I ask for, not much.
Okay, so, Andrew, we do play a game on our show, which is called Truth Box. Do you want to jump into the Truth Box with us right now? I feel like you're a very open guy.
I like Andrew.
And I feel like you could definitely contribute to this game here.
All right, sure.
Okay. So what we normally do, we've just opened the door for the Truth Box. We're all in the box now. So what we normally do is swear on my diary.
In the Journal of Tools, mate, she just really opens up her heart over the years.
Yeah.
And this is what this segment is about. It's not often that we can be 100% truthful with the question that is propositioned.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay.
Okay, so if... Okay, this is the first
It's a hard
question. Okay. So in your band, Andrew, if you had to sacrifice one person, who's it going to be?
Why?
Wow, that's dark, man.
No. You've got to do it. You've got to be truthful.
That's what the Truth Box is.
You got to sacrifice, like...
Not kill.
Okay.
No,
just,
let them off.
They got to leave the band.
Who would it be?
Sacrifice is a... I was like thinking, like, what is this? Some kind of pagan ritual here?
Yeah, okay. It could have been interpreted
a different,
that way. Yeah.
Myself.
No,
you would not.
Stocky.
You would give yourself up.
No, I kick myself out of bed.
You can't.
Would
because
you?
You're like the lead. No.
No, because, you know, like that. Then they could get another singer. And I could, like, I own the company, mm-hmm. and they could pay me for going on the road, and I could start another project.
We get it. No, we get it. You're a nice guy, mate. We get it. Okay, you feel
another,
a lot more. What else have you got, Tools?
Okay.
Give it to him.
So what do you really think of radio announcer interviews? and we're okay. And the whole thing is no one gets offended because
we're
in
fine.
A circle of truth and trust here.
Go for it.
What do I really think of... radio announcing interviews.
Yeah, like, do you like doing
it? Oh, man, it's been a, what do I think? First time we did interviews, like, man, and, like, the dude was like, I won't name names, but...
No.
The guy was like, asked a generic question, was like, looking out the window whilst we were talking.
Really?
And then, like, so we've kind of gone from that to, like, people who are really, who like us, or then there's sometimes, you know, there's just, it's hard to make a general statement because, you know, it's like, some are good, some are not so good, you know, it's like, I can't make a general statement, I can't give you a general kind of answer.
Okay. Look, all right.
This one's easy to answer the next question.
I'm going to change it up.
Okay, go.
Because you're known, not only for one of your favourite tunes, Joker and the Thief.
What am I known for?
No. We love Joker. I personally do. I get to play that before this. I was the Workday announcer, and I love playing that. But also for your hair.
Yeah.
Okay. If it's raining outside, do you refuse to go outside because you don't want to ruin your hair?
Oh. Wow.
We're in the truth
box.
It's okay.
Because I don't want to ruin my hair. No, I prefer that because then no one will recognize me.
Okay, all right. So it doesn't have an effect. It's one of those things that girls... And I'm not saying that you've got the same hair as... But girls don't like going outside.
No, they don't. Girls there now.
No, stocky. I didn't mean to go there. It was just because Tools was with a friend the other day and they get very particular with not going outside when it was raining. And in Coffs, when you come on May the 5th, it will be in Sawtell at the Sawtell RSL Club. It has got some overcast conditions, possibly with precipitation.
Hey, well, you know, is the old Salty still there? Is that still there?
Is it?
No way.
Salty's, was that at the pub there?
Yeah, across the road from the Plantation Hotel, there's a place, Salty's.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
there you
go. Not anymore. That's closed down.
Do you remember the guy with the mo?
There was Funky Fish after that, I think.
That was my favourite stop for a fish burger.
Yeah, gone.
So why is that gone? I'm new here, mate, so I'm just listening to it as well. What happened there, Tors?
Oh, it's a hard place here sometimes with businesses, but there is a really great one that's getting a lot of love at the moment, and that's down the jetty.
Oh, right, yeah.
And that's the place to go.
Yeah, and we went to the Big Banana a little while ago, and we drove down to Sydney. My daughter told me she's had the best day of her life.
Oh, bless. That is so sweet. Do you like to take your daughter on tour, or is that a no-go?
Yeah. She's on the bus with, all the crew, all the road dogs.
Yeah.
And there's that, 10-year-old girl, watching, what does she watch? My Little Pony or something? it's amazing to think, all these guys are like, yeah, we're pirates, man. We're pirates. Yeah, we're really, it's like, you're basically sitting down on a plane or a bus, eating food, drinking in different places every day.
Yeah, that's right.
The way to do it. You got the life. Look at that.
Well, it all started in January, because you've been working on the record in Byron Bay. How come Byron Bay seems to be the place for singer-songwriters and the creativity? What do you think it is about the serenity, or how do you get the creative juices to flow so much in Byron Bay? We hear a lot that that's the place.
I think it's just when you're in the city, you can see, thousands of people just walking past you, just looking down with these desperate, contorted expressions on their face, I'm just struggling. And you're like, whoa. You come to Byron and everyone's like, hey, man. Everyone's kind of like a person that gets acknowledged. Maybe that's in cost, sometimes you're like, whoa, hey, there's so-and-so, there's that. And people are sort of a bit more switched on. They've chosen to live here. They're not like, oh, yeah, I live here because mum and dad told me to get a job at so-and-so and I'm going to uni becoming this and I don't know if I want to do it. And they're like, you know what I mean? Whereas people who've moved here...
Because they want to. And they're not following the cattle and they're being individuals, which is the hardest task of all these days, Andrew.
Do you find?
What's that? I find it is. In our industry, absolutely. I think being truthful and being an individual when everyone is trying to be like someone else, I often say that I think that's the hardest thing for kids to do because they've got so much to compare themselves with when it comes to social media. Do not compare, just be.
Yeah. Comparison is the thief of joy.
Yeah, man.
Did you ever find, because sometimes what I think you find a creative person when you actually push, like they say, be creative, but actually there's a format that you have to stick to and you feel like you are pretty confined and you can't be that freedom. Do you ever feel that with music, or are you completely and utterly free in yourself and doing what you want to do and selling and producing the stuff that you truly want to bring out?
Good.
You know, it's funny, like, I just put out a song the other day called Special Lady.
Yeah.
Which is like this disco-y track with like vocoder. You know, you should have a look at it if you get a chance. And I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, I mean, sometimes I'm like, you know, let's do a disco track, let's do this, let's do, you know, take all these chances. Like, once you become, you know, established.
Yeah.
People expect the same thing from you. You know what I mean? They want, oh, that's not Joker, that's not a woman, what's going on here?
Yeah.
You know, and you're on a stage in front of thousands, you know, if you're in front of like 30,000 people, you feel like you don't want to waste time.
Yeah.
Like, doing a cover of, like, bloody Celine Dion on a sitar or something. I mean, you'll never get booked again. You might not, you know what I mean? There's pressure.
Yeah.
There's financial pressure. There's, like, you know, people's time. So I think, yeah, when it comes to, like, complete freedom with creative expression, you can have that, but you got to be ready for less people to like it and to make less money.
That's right. That's a great call. No, man.
It's 100%
you made that
true.
Makes so much sense to us. It really does.
Because in a way, then you are then put in a category and expected to be a certain. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes
boring.
And it's boring and it's frustrating if you're so creative and that's just what you want to do and people might not be ready for it yet.
Oh yeah, I mean I did a cover at Falls Festival once, like, of Kate Bush's Wuthering Heights.
Love Kate Bush.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cover of that. 30,000 people. They were playing. It was just when Kings of Leon put out Sex on Fire.
On Fire. Sure. Yep, got it.
And, like, there was, like, 30,000 people singing every word to Sex on Fire. We walk out, sing Kate Bush's Wuthering Heights. I'm like, there are just like people just crying in the front row, just looking down,
really?
devastated,
searching for the meaning of their own existence.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Man.
I'm joking, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, if you, in some context, if you throw a left, you know, a curveball, it's like, you know.
Yeah, but you wanted to have that feeling, but it didn't happen.
I think it was cool, but I wouldn't do it again, you know, like. Yeah.
When do you get instant? How do you get instant reaction when it's like that? I mean, so what? You're in the middle of doing that. How does that make you feel if you haven't got the right reaction in the middle of that cover?
How does it make you feel? Well, you kind of feel like, you know, you've got to be like, you just see it through, you know, like you've got to like. Be like, you know, go into muscle memory and just like play it and then move along to the next thing and then kind of, you know, you might say to the band like, hey, what do you think of that now? Like, let's drop that one.
Yeah.
And then the next night, you know, so you sort of like refine it as you go, you know, but I mean, I guess it all depends on the relationship you have with your fans. And if it's a festival, then they're not necessarily like your fans. They are fans.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes like these festivals are like,
there's so many different acts
than the bands. You know what I mean? The festival sells out before the bands are even announced.
Yeah.
What do you,
so it's like, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Sorry. What about the festival Coachella? Is that a muso festival or is that more just fashion now?
Insane.
Like, is that an artist? Is that an artist festival or is that more just fashion and scene?
Well, I don't think the two are mutually exclusive, you know? Like, I think fashion and music kind of go hand in hand, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, you know, I'd say, like, with the debate, like, oh, I'm not into fashion, I'm a real person, I just, like, put on whatever's at Best and Less for $10, and I got flannel, and I wear blue jeans, and, oh, I'm not into fashion.
Yeah.
Like, that is fashion.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Well, for them it is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you are still projecting an image that you think that represents your ideals and your personality and who you are.
Yeah.
So to say, and I think with music, it's like, that's the same thing, you know, like you're putting something into your music to show who you are or that you think people will enjoy. But I guess with Coachella, it's like, it's kind of like one of those things, you know, we've played Coachella like before, man, that was like 10 years ago or something. And
what was it like there?
It was madness.
Yeah.
The whole tent was packed. Danny DeVito was side of stage.
Cool.
We were on the front cover of the LA Weekly the next day.
Yeah.
Oh, how cool is that?
And the guy at Coachella was like, oh, I thought I was doing you guys a favor. Like, he was really, like, hesitant about booking us. But he's like, turns out you guys are doing us a favor or whatever.
Yeah.
And you went, yeah.
He was cool about it. But
that's cool.
You know, I talked to my booking agent in LA now. I'm like, how'd you go with Coachella? And so that ain't going to happen, man. Flaming Lips aren't even playing Coachella anymore. It's like, you got to be like,
Beyonce. Well, that's why, and that's why I asked. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So quickly, like, before we let you go, Andrew, because we've been chatting for a while, I'm sure you got more interviews. Who is your actual muse of all time? You got to pick one. Your favorite band, and then I'm going to make you choose between three people next.
Oh, geez.
Oh, favorite band of all time.
I know what you're going to say.
Favorite band?
Yeah.
The Beatles.
Oh, yeah,
nice.
I thought you were going to say Led Zeppelin.
No, I'm like, sometimes, like, you know, people draw similarities with us and Led Zeppelin. But I find like Led Zeppelin, it's like rock and roll gymnastics. It's like everyone's trying to play the best guitar, the best voice, the best drummer. It's like this kind of like, but I do prefer the Beatles because I just like the song craft.
Yeah.
I just like, I'm more of a fan of great songs than I am of virtuosos, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So the next one was between these three inspirational women in the industry now, you got Lord, Beyonce, or Adele. Pick one.
God.
Who's your favourite?
Adele, I'd say.
She's beautiful, isn't she?
Yeah.
That's just, you know.
Did you see her?
Yeah, should I give some kind of explanation here?
Well, I don't know. I mean, but no, did you agree with the three that she chose, or do you think that there is...
Who would you put?
Do you ever think, like, you know, when you see these state, you know, like, her main theme is, like, the one that got away, and you think, what a massive theme that, like, these stadiums are full of people going, oh, I love that song about the one that got away, that my true love that I never, that didn't, yeah. Isn't that kind of sad?
It is it sad. Is. Yeah, but I think the way she is as a person, her personality in a concert, it balances that, you know, because then she'll start talking and being all silly, like, listen to the way she speaks. It's just so opposite to the way she sings.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I just went down the pub and had a pint, and now I'm having an artichoke roll.
That's how she does.
It's so true.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Andrew, we enjoyed that. I know that it was a little bit long, but I hope you don't mind, because we learn a lot. We're creative souls, and I think that's
really
why we like to listen.
Yeah.
Hey, well, hey, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
I can chew the fat all day.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man.